You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here today for the Friendship Hour with Elder Rodney T. Osborne, the radio ministry of Friendship Primitive Baptist Church, located on Burnett Road in Cocoa. Now, here with today's broadcast, already in progress, is Elder Rodney T. Osborne.
I'm going to try this pad out one more time. Went dead on me yesterday. But if it frees up on me today, I got a remedy for that, too.
Got a word in your heart.
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 4.
Amen. Bridge.
After the reading of the scripture, we will all stand and we will sing a hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 4. I'll begin reading at the first verse.
Amen.
If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove.
Yes, sir.
And thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of your evil doings. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Fellowship, what a joy divine.
We're leaning
on the everlasting arms.
What a blessing is.
What a blessing
what a
is.
Peace.
What a peace of mind.
Holy.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh.
Secure from all alone.
Oh, we are
leaning,
oh, oh, oh.
Leaning,
oh, oh.
Leaning on the everlasting.
Oh, how sweet to walk.
Yeah. In
we're leaning.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, O God, we pray that you would hide me behind thy cross, that these your people will see less of me and more of you. And, oh God, we'll be so very careful to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. And it's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. And let every heart say amen.
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 We do give honor to God, who is our Father, to his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we do give honor to our Comforter and our Guide, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank God for this preacher today, Minister Martin, to the official staff officers of this church, our deacons and our mothers. We thank God for them.
Amen.
Amen. One of the mothers had a birthday on the other day.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we say happy birthday to you, girl. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We honor this choir today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
These musicians.
Yes,
y'all give it up for these brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Always good when the brothers come together. Amen. Amen. They bring a different type of energy. Amen. And we just thank God. Thank God for these faithful brothers, man, that's willing to come and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. You know it's in spirit and truth because can't none of them sing.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
They sing it.
Talk to them,
Drew. They can't sing, they can't rock together, but they sound good. Amen. You know that's the spirit. They ain't nothing but the spirit, because when God is in it, amen, God is able to turn a little nothing into something. Yeah. Amen. 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 We thank God. So we thank God for them. We thank God for the ushers today, and thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for those that have joined us on Facebook. God bless us. I gotta remember to recognize these young people that's running our camera. They do such a wonderful job, and I believe they have some insight on how we can enhance what we're doing when we talk about broadcasting our service. But they are doing a great job, and we thank God for them. Amen. Thank God for them. One day we might start paying you, but it won't be today. Amen. 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 We thank God today for my lovely wife. May God bless her.
Amen.
I told a story in church school, and I think now she can't wait to get home to hear the story.
I told you not to do it.
I told you not to do it.
I said I wasn't gonna do it, but it's just something just happened. But I ain't mentioning no names. But all she needs to know is I did the right thing. All she needs to know is I did the right thing, and she ain't got nothing to worry about. Amen. And the truth be told, I like young women anyway.
See, tell them to leave it alone. Tell them to leave it alone. All the fellas told them to leave it alone.
See what y'all don't know. She young. Yeah. She understood what I was saying. Yeah, she understood. Amen. Amen. We're thankful. We're just thankful unto God, man, for just allowing us to be here today. Amen. Last week this time I didn't even know if I was gonna be able to be here today. Flu turned into a little bit of bronchitis, but yet still God has made a way. I had 5 days of Tamiflu, now I'm on 7 days of antibiotics, but hey, I'm here.
Amen.
And God is still good. Oh, yeah. Amen. So I wasn't able to, y'all don't know how much it really hurt me not to be in church on last week. I told somebody a couple times I almost came to church in my pajamas. But we do thank God for Minister Martin.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Father. When you can call on a preacher at the last minute and he comes with a word like he came on last week. Amen. There's no doubt that he's called by God. And the thing about it is, when I first started preaching, and even when I first got the friendship, Elder Ford told me, he said, if I ever call on you to preach and you're not ready, it will be a long time before I call on you again. And y'all don't know, there's been times that he called on me. When I say in the last hour, it was in the last hour. And he always did something. And he might be looking today. He did something. He'll call and say, "Do you plan on going to the service today? Or do you plan on going to the service tonight? I could be coming home from work and we can have a engagement." And he would call me and he said, "You plan on going to the service tonight?" And big dummy me, just quick, "Yeah, Pastor, I'm going. I'm be right there. I got your back." "Well, I ain't going to be able to make it on time." "So I'm gonna need you to be able to bring a word." And thank God. Thank God I had a word. I didn't have it, but God had it.
Amen.
He always had a word. He always ensured that we stayed prepared to be able to bring a word. And in times like these, people are in need of a word. Need of preachers that has a word from God. See, we've been listening to a lot of folks that's been bringing their own word, twisting and turning it as if it's God's word, but they just trying to get their point across and their opinions across. And a lot of people jumping up and saying amen and hallelujah and don't even know you being bamboozled.
That's right. You preach it.
Jeremiah chapter 4. Amen. We're going to look at that third verse. And you find these words, it says, "For thus saith the Lord, the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among the thorns."
My God.
Break it up. Your fallow ground and sow not among the thorns. It's first Sunday. In 2024, you get to hear from your pastor from the subject, it's plowing time.
Plowing time.
It's plowing time. The most important part of planting, and I got some farmers in here that can attest to this.
Talk about it.
Is plowing the ground. The prime purpose of plowing is to turn over the uttermost soil, bringing fresh nutrients to the surface while burying the weeds and crops that remain to decay. Plowing helps the water to penetrate deeper and retain moisture for a longer time. This process helps to germinate easily, and it spears roots deeper. It helps the plant to absorb the required nutrients and moisture from the deeper parts of the soil. And here today, in this brand new year, it's a good time for the people of God to begin to prepare the soil of their hearts for a season of growth and transformation. See, you cannot plant any seeds if the soil has not been properly prepared for planting. You see, some of us are not reaping any harvest because we have not prepared the soil of our heart. Here in this fourth chapter of Jeremiah, God uses a metaphor from farming. It tells the people you need to cultivate good soil if you expect to grow a crop. See why the Jews were circumcised in body. But their heart was far set apart. And unless something changed, God's wrath was going to break out on them like a fire that no one, not the greatest fire department, could extinguish the fire that God had in store for them. Don't look at the folks in Jeremiah days. We're bringing it here now to 2024. Some of us need to prepare the soils of our hearts. And if we don't get it right now, there's God's wrath is going to come down on us and put a fire down on us that nobody cannot extinguish. Check this out. The Jews, they were in the temple, and they were going through the rituals, but their hearts was not in it at all. They was going through. They was in church every Sunday. They were saying the prayers at the right time. They were doing the benediction at the right time. They were doing communion at the right time. They were doing everything at the right time. They was doing things according to the order of worship. Oh Lord. But their heart. Their hearts was not in it at all. If your heart is not in it, then you're just going through the motions. And I,
I don't know about you, but you deal with too much hell. In dealing with folks, you deal with way too much. Sunday after Sunday, week after week, month after month, year after year, to just be going through the motions.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it to heaven. My ultimate goal is I want to see Jesus one day. My ultimate goal is I want to be able to walk the streets of gold. My ultimate goal is to praise all the day long. My ultimate goal is to get to heaven.
Yeah.
And how in the world am I going to go through all this hell that I've gone through all my life?
Yeah.
And wind up going to hell?
My God.
Because I refuse to prepare the soil of my heart. It has three things I want to share with you that will help us to get the soils of our hearts ready for planting and harvest in this new year. If we're going to be ministry-minded,
yes, sir.
If we're going to serve with a purpose and a passion, we got to be prepared to do so.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't just go do ministry and you're not prepared.
That's true.
Y'all quiet on me. That's okay. You can't do ministry if your heart is not prepared. First thing we see here, he says to break up unplowed ground. Break up the unplowed and hard ground.
Yeah.
The soil of your heart has not been cultivated or prepared for planting. There are some hearts and lives that has become hardened,
yes,
in the fact that they are so hard that you resist change, you're unresponsive or unreceptive to God's word and his guidance. You lack empathy, you're closed-minded, you're harboring resentment, and you're disconnected from the community. Your heart has been hardened. You're in church every Sunday. You serve on multiple auxiliaries. You sit up under the word week after week. And no matter what God is saying, your heart is so hardened that it will not break through. And until you break the ground, you don't even realize that the ministry you think you're doing is not going anywhere. You come in and you can sing in the choir week after week, but if your heart is hardened, some of us are holding resentment, man, for the last 30 and 40 years. You have a hardened heart, and your soil needs to be plowed.
Talk about it.
Some of us are so disconnected to folks. We don't want to be part of that group. We got our own little group right here. You're disconnected, and that's not the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not disconnected, but your heart is so hardened. You're disconnected from the people of God. I don't know what some folks have went through down through the years here in this church, but it must have been a killer. Because you're still holding on to it.
Yeah. My God.
Some folk dead and gone. And you're still mad at it. Your heart is hardening. And today, God is saying, time out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
sir.
It's time to plow the soil.
Yes, sir.
Turn over the soil. Because of your hard soil, you cannot grow. Therefore, you can't help nobody else grow. Let me say that one more time. Because of the hard soil around your heart, you cannot grow. Seeds can't grow in unplowed ground. You can't grow, and you cannot help nobody else from growing. To unplow this ground, you have to have a self-examination with yourself.
Well.
You have to take a strong look in the mirror, and you have to realize that my heart, my soil around my heart is truly hard. So then what you would do is you would it calls for repentance.
Yes, sir. Talk about it. Mm-hmm. You're preaching.
If we're gonna do ministry, effective ministry, we need to get ourselves right first. We can't go out and help nobody when we got issues that we're dealing with that we need to get right first. We need to plow some stuff. We need to hoe some stuff. We need to get some stuff. We need to bury some stuff. We need to turn over the soil.
Yes, sir.
In Jeremiah, it's saying, break up. Break up the unplowed, the hard soil. And prepare your heart for the spiritual seed God wants to sow. I got good news for you, though. If your soil of your heart is hard, there is hope. You can change what's going on. You can soften up the soil. You can turn the soil. Break up unplowed ground. And then he says, clear out the thorns. He says, clear out the thorns. In other words, he says, sow not among the thorns. Get rid of the distractions. Get rid of the negative influence. The greed. The negative thought patterns. The lack of gratitude. The bitterness. Or the unhealthy habits that may hinder your growth. You see, you have to create fertile ground for a positive change. And the thorns will do nothing but choke the life out of you and stunt your growth. The word says to clear, get it out. In order for God's word to take root and to flourish, the soil of our hearts must be free from the entanglements of sin and worldly concern. You have to remove the thorns from your heart. Some folks I'm talking about church folks now. Some folks are so negative. Nothing that you try to do, everything that you try to do is negative vibes. It's negative comments. We can't do that. We ain't never done that. That don't make no sense. Ain't nothing gonna ever make no sense to you.
Talk about it.
The thorns in your heart needs to be cleared out. Look. Not only do you need to remove the thorns from your heart, but you got to clear out those folks who are thorns.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
about it.
They are stunting your growth. We have a problem of wanting to hang on to thorny folks. Thorny boyfriends, thorny girlfriends, thorny wives and thorny husbands, thorny jobs, thorny churches and thorny pastors. These folks are stunting your growth, and we want to hold on to it. And the Bible is telling us to clear out. They are thorns. And when you're trying to plant seeds among thorns, and you know they thorns, my brothers and sisters, you're just wasting your time. Let me tell you something. In 2024, I'm talking about me now. I'm talking about Osborne. Man, I done had a serious self-evaluation. I'm talking about Osborne. I'm done with thorny folks. I've come to the conclusion that I'm not everybody's pastor at Friendship. I'm the pastor of Friendship, but I'm not a pastor of every member in Friendship. And God has opened my eyes and allowed me to be able to recognize who I'm the pastor of and who I'm not the pastor of. All those stars, I'm not wasting my time with you. I'm going to keep praying for you. I'm going to keep asking God's blessings upon you. But me wasting my time trying to plant seeds in thorns that won't grow. I'm done, baby.
It's over.
Somebody said the honeymoon is over. The honeymoon is over. Can't waste my time trying to plant something that's not gonna grow. Hanging around with folks that's affecting my growth. Them days are gone. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're a part of. If you're studying my growth, you're a thorn, and I'm going to clear it out of my life. It's over. It's over. It's time to shake the dust off your feet.
Well,
that's what Jesus said.
You got to keep it moving. Jesus said something how do you say about don't share your pearls with the swine? You know what the swine gonna do. Thorny people are the swines in your lives. Don't cast your pearls with the swine. In 2024, if we want to move forward, you got to clear out the thorns. You know, people are going to say, well, the Bible say the wheat and the tare grow together. No, that's a whole different scenario. He said, don't sow your seeds among the thorns. Why are you wasting your time planting seeds among something that's not going to grow? I'm done with thorny folks, thorny members, thorny pastors, thorny friends. I'm done.
Preach it. Preach it. Preach it.
Folks gonna tell you you're acting funny. You can say what you want to say. You're thorny. Gotta move. Gotta move. I'm gonna pray that God will remove the thorns around you. That God will help you. Because we want nothing more than the thorns to be removed. But when it's preventing me from growth, you gotta let it go. You are who you hang with.
And you got to be careful, folks coming to you talking about, them folks over there got thorns, but you've been hanging with them. And you've been talking with them. You probably been talking with them about me, but that's okay too. But you've been hanging with them. And if they got thorns, because if you sleep with dogs long enough, I got to get up out of here. I got to get up out of here. Clear out the thorns. Unbreak the unplowed ground. Clear out the thorns. And once you've broken up the ground, once you have cleared out the thorns, then and only then will you be able to sow seeds of transformation. See, I don't know about you, but I wanna be transformed. I don't want to be the same Osborne in 2024 that I was in 2023.
My God.
I want to be able to grow higher in the Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to stay stagnant.
Amen.
I don't want to, you know, my physical growth, they say it was started a long time ago, and I stopped. At 5'5", and as much as I wanted to be at least 6 feet tall,
my God,
it's a wrap right now. It's all over. But my spiritual growth,
my God,
Jesus, help me today. My spiritual growth. I needed to go higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. So I got to do the things that I need to do to go higher. I got to get rid of the folks that I need to get rid of in order to go higher. Some folks don't want you to go higher.
My God.
Woo! Say that,
say that.
Say that.
That'll preach.
I hate to go back, but I gotta hit this, because see, when God started exalting you, and when God started bringing you higher and higher in the spiritual realm, folks you thought was your friend. Everybody can't handle where God is taking you. And when God starts moving you higher,
yes, sir,
and then they're gonna, you've been to get talked about. You've been to get called some names. Folks you thought was your friend for years. But when God starts moving you in a certain direction,
yes, sir,
woo, they'll show you who they really is. Galatians 6:7-8. I got to get out of here. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what a man sows. When you break up the grounds and clear away the thorns, then you'll be able to sow seeds for a fruitful harvest.
Yes, yes, sir.
In order to be ministry minded and to serve with a purpose and a passion, we must first ensure the grounds are prepared for planting.
Yes, sir.
And when we are prepared for planting, in due season, the harvest will come.
Yes, sir.
Well.
So, my brothers and my sisters,
yeah,
Oh, we just need to keep on praying, keep on praising and worshiping God. Keep on fellowshipping with one another.
Yes, sir.
Oh, keep on showing acts of kindness and service.
Yes, sir.
Well. Keep on practicing forgiveness with one another.
Come on, Pastor.
And then keep on telling people about the man named Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you need to tell them that he came from the glories of heaven.
Yes, he did.
You need to tell them that he came down through 40 and two generations.
Yes, sir.
You need to tell them that he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He allowed the lame man to walk.
Yes,
he opened up blind eyes. You need to tell them that one day you was walking on your way to hell, but Jesus, my burden bearer, Jesus, my heavy load sharer, Jesus, my bread when I'm hungry, Jesus, my water when I'm thirsty. I'm trying to plant some seeds now. Jesus, my wheel in the middle of the wheel. Jesus, my lily in the valley. Jesus, my bright in the morning star. Jesus, my doctor in the sick room. Jesus, my lawyer in the courtroom. I want to know today, does anybody know him? Has anybody tried him? Won't he be a friend when you're friendless? Won't he be a mother when you're motherless? Won't he be a father when you're fatherless? Jesus, have you tried him? Have you called him late in the midnight hour? Jesus, have you tried him? Has he ever wiped tears from your weeping eyes? Jesus, have you tried him? Has he ever got you late in the midnight hour and rock you to sleep? Jesus, have you tried him? He's the one that came down. He's the one that went to a hill called Calvary. He's the one that died. He died. He died. Till he laid his head in the locks of his shoulder. Jesus, he's the one they laid in the borrowed tomb. But Jesus, he's the one. I'm still planting seeds. Early, early, early on the third day morning. Jesus, he got up with all power in his hands. And because he lives, I can plow up the hard ground around my soil. Because he lives, I can get rid of the thorns. Because he lives, I can sow good seeds. Because he lives, one day, harvest time is coming. I said harvest time is coming. Harvest time.
Harvest time is coming.
It's coming.
I believe. I've said, I see something in this church. Oh, Jesus. I see something. This church is going to be full again. On the edge of a pandemic, when folks ain't even going to church like that, but while folks are looking for folks who used to be here to come back, God is telling me to go out.
My
and get new folks.
Yes, sir. New crowd. Yes, sir.
It's going to be some new faces. It's going to be some new folks. And they're going to fill this church. And the ministry of this church glory is going to go according to God's word. You can look at me like I'm crazy. You can look at me like I'm foolish. But God showed it to me. Just like I'm looking at you and I.
Thank you.
My God.
But we gotta get some grounds plowed.
Jesus, help us. A
lot of work to do.
We gotta soften up some hearts. We gotta clear out some thorns.
My God.
And then we'll be able to sow the seeds, and the seeds will then produce the harvest. I hope y'all hear me talking. The harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. And one thing about God, he don't need all y'all to participate.
My God. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't the Lord all right?
I've been talking a little harsh today. But I'm going to tell it like a T.I.E. Because, see, a lot of y'all think y'all entitled. You think you've been here for a long time, that you're entitled to be in the position that you're in, that you're entitled to be, to do whatever you feel like you want to do, to say what you want to say. Time out for that. God is done. Because we got to get prepared for the harvest. I said the other day, I said, look, I've been praying for God to remove some stuff. Somebody came to me and said, you got to be careful how you pray like that. I said, hold up. I'm not praying for God to remove folks. I'm praying for God to remove stuff. Hardened hearts,
yes, sir.
Hatred,
yes.
Bitterness,
yes, sir.
Resentment,
yes, sir.
Non-loving.
Yes, sir.
I'm praying for God to remove that.
Yes, sir. He's able.
Thank you.
And you know, I just believe me and God got a good understanding that he will do what I ask him to do.
Yes.
I believe he's going to remove it. And we'll be able to sow some seeds to produce harvest. The doors of the church are open.
Jesus will fix it for you. Oh, he knows. Yes, whenever, let him have.
Come on, let a Christian experience or candidate for baptism. Will there be one? This opportunity slip by on you.
For you.
Will there be another?
I tried.
Come
here.
By Kennedy. Baptism.
For
a
me.
Letter on the Christian experience.
Oh, he knows just what. Oh, he He'll fix it. He'll fix it.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it. He's gonna fix it. Yeah, you pray. Let him have his way.
Amen. Amen. We have extended an invitation, and one has come.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Oh, y'all can do better than that.
Yeah.
Because the Bible declares that all of heaven rejoice. Not over 100, but all you need is just one, and all of heaven rejoice. Amen. And we all ought to rejoice over the one. I don't know about y'all, but I'm rejoicing today.
Glory be to God.
Sister Secretary, who do we have? Stand up, Sister Chantel. Amen. This is my August 7th, baby. God bless you.
That's all right.
Yeah. Chantel know firsthand that I don't mind firing folks. I think I fired her a couple of times. Sister Chantel, in your own words, can you let us know why you came? Girl,
yeah,
man. When you first started coming and bringing them babies to church school, and it just did my heart so good. But when you kept coming and kept bringing them babies. And what really did my heart, brought my heart joy, is that there were certain members that wrapped their arms around
you
and helped you out with them babies. And you kept coming. And then I said, we're not gonna pressure. I don't believe in pressuring folks, but I believe in God's timing.
Right.
He's gonna prick your heart. And you gonna come. I wasn't worried about it. I knew you were coming. I knew you was coming, and we're just so thankful.
Amen.
Thankful to God. Our brother deacons, we've heard the statement of this, our sister. What do we hear? After the right hand of fellowship. Before I accept that motion, you heard me fussing a little bit earlier today, right? But you know me. Yeah. We do have rules and regulations of this church. Are you willing to be ruled and governed by the rules and regulations of this Friendship Primitive Baptist Church? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Because we don't want no more hard-headed folks. Amen, amen. Okay, after we've heard the statement of this, our sister, can I get a motion? He already.
I second the motion.
Okay, second the motion. I need a second. You're right. Okay, it's been motion and second that we would accept this, our sister, after hearing her statement, after the right hand of fellowship, that she would be able to come. She will become a full-fledged member of Friendship Primitive Baptist Church. All in favor of that motion, let's hereby sign the aye.
Aye.
All opposed by the same sign. Amen. Nobody opposed but the devil. I want to tell you, you're young, you're energetic. You got to be energetic, all them babies you got. You got to be energetic.
And God can use you.
Yes.
God can use you.
Yes, he can.
I know firsthand you're a very intelligent young black woman. God can use you right here in this church to help move this ministry to a different level.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Allow God to use you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep bringing them babies. Keep raising them up under the word of God. And God is going to bless you mightily. Whatever it is you're going through, God going to take care of it for you. You hear me? God is going to take care of it for you. And he going to take care of them babies too. Y'all hear me? You hear me, girl? You hear me? Don't worry about the thorns. Family can be thorns. There's some folks in here that's going to be thorns. Don't get discouraged. Clear the thorns out. Keep the focus. Keep coming. The devil wants to distract you. Want to tell you, want to discourage you, want to tell you, oh, they don't need to keep going out to that church. Them folks over there, man, they crazy. They doubted they this and they that another. You tell the devil he's a liar. Every time he try to discourage you, you get up and you keep put your clothes on and you keep on coming. Don't allow him to move you. And watch, we church school lesson today, how sincere is your faith? Now that you have came, you finna be tested. Now that you have rededicated yourself, you finna get tried. It may start as soon as you walk out the door. But that's okay. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. And everything is going to be all right. Amen. Bless you. Tomorrow we want to fellowship you in. I need you to come back next Sunday night at 6 p.m. for communion. Amen. And we're going to fellowship you in. And as soon as you get fellowshipped in, we're going to be looking for you to do some work. I got something for you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let me pray on it, and we'll do it third Sunday, next Sunday night. Amen. We'll put you on a ward, and where you can report to your ward leader. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you. All right. The altar is open.
Reach out and touch the Lord.